Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Kenya is in revival.
Kenya I katika uamsho.
Say this with me.
Sema hii pamoja na mimi.
Kenya is in revival.
Kenya is in revival. Watu in Kenya ni kie revival.
The blind see.
Yani mnaona sisi ama mbona hizi?
Everybody say it with me.
Sema mimi nasema.
The blind see.
Vipofu wanaona.
The lame walk.
Viwete wanatembea.
The deaf hear.
Viziwi wanasikia.
The dumb speak.
Bubu wanaongea.
The dead are raised.
Watu wanafufuliwa.
And thousands and thousands. Are born again in this revival.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
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 Tomorrow is going to be a wonderful day.
Yes.
Many wonderful things are going to take place. There has been a foundation laid this week that I believe with all my heart that it's not going to be taken away. It's going to be up to you to follow this foundation. I didn't come here knowing everything, but I do know the power of my Lord and Savior. And I know that you've received something this week. We're not going to be long tonight, but we're not going to let the devil stop us from sharing the word for a little bit. So you might not be able to see your Bible. So I'll read for you just a few verses. Let me pray. Father, I thank you for this week. I love you with all my heart. Now I receive grace from your Spirit to fill my words with your power, Holy Spirit. Lord, I love you, and I'm asking you to bless these in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Luke that chapter 13, Jesus is telling us something very important here. We learn something about the power of intercession. This week we've been talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit empowers us to do so many different things. His desire for your life is to work a great work inside of you. We've learned this week that if we allow Him to, He will teach us sound doctrine through the Word of God. We've learned that He'll make intercession for us against our weaknesses. We've learned that He will keep us. And He will change us from glory to glory. One of the things we want to see from this scripture is something else that he does in our life. He wants you to be used by him to change the future. For other people's lives. Verse 1 of chapter 13 says this. And there were present at that season some that told him, speaking of Christ, that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Now Jesus was in this certain place and they engaged with him and they gave him some information. They gave him information because they were wanting an answer to something. Jesus listened to them as they gave him information. And he also spoke to their hearts. They brought to him an event that had recently taken place. They brought to his attention an event that had recently taken place. They said that there were certain Galileans who were killed while they were making sacrifice. The current leader, Pilate, came in and killed them while they were making sacrifice. They were making sacrifice to God, so they couldn't understand this. Something inside of them said, this is really strange. Why would God allow them to be killed? While they were making sacrifice. Jesus said unto them in verse 3, I tell you, he says, in verse 2, Jesus answered and said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all Galileans because they suffered such things?
Yesu akawajibu katika mstari wa pili ya kwamba akamwambia, je, mwadhani ya kwamba wa Galilaya hao walikuwa wenye dhambi kuliko wa Galilaya wote hata wakapatwa na mambo haya?
Jesus said, what you're thinking is this.
Yesu anawaambia, kitu ambacho unawaza ni hiki.
He said, you're thinking that they were killed because they were sinners, worse sinners than everybody else.
Yesu Pedro niliopa nino galili. Non negi nikitikikyo hicho kwa galili makokoso.
He said the reason why they were killed, you're thinking, was that they were just really bad people.
Anawaambia kwamba ninyi mnafikiri waliuawa kwa sababu walikuwa watu wabaya sana.
And he says in verse 3, I tell you no or nay, but except you repent, you shall likewise perish.
Yesu akawaambia ya kwamba katika mstari wa 3, nawaambia sivyo, lakini msipotubu ninyi nyote mtaangamia vivyo hivyo.
He said it wasn't because they were worse sinners that they perished.
Anasema ya kwamba wale watu waliouawa kwenye hekalu sio kwamba walikuwa wenye dhambi sana.
He said that unless you repent, you will likewise perish. Now, he wasn't talking about that they would perish just like those Galileans. But he was talking about unless they came into the kingdom. That they were outside of the realm of the kingdom. And because they were outside of the realm of the kingdom, they were in a realm where Satan could destroy their life. As long as you're in the kingdom, and you're seeking first the kingdom, and His righteousness, there's a destiny inside of you. The Holy Spirit will hold you. God, your Father, will keep you. And you cannot be destroyed until it is your time to leave this planet. So Jesus, amen. So Jesus said, it's not because they were worse sinners. But they did not have the destiny of the kingdom within them. And Jesus said, I'll give you some more information. Let me drive the point home to you. He said, verse
4.
He said, what about those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them? Do you think that these sinners, that these were sinners above all men that dwell in Jerusalem? Jesus said there was also a current event, he says, that he brought up the information on. He said there was 18, there was a tower that fell and it killed 18 of the Jewish people. See, sometimes people believe that bad things happen to other people. Because they're really bad people. Jesus said, I know what you're thinking. I know that you think that these people died because they were bad people. But again, he repeats the same words. Unless you repent, you will likewise perish. He's already talking about kingdom principles. He was talking about entering into the kingdom, into a place of destiny. But he then began to talk about what changes destiny for people. Sometimes we see a real good man, and then we see a real evil man. And things happen in their lives that we just don't understand. How that a good man sometimes dies early. If they're not born again. And the other man who lives a real wicked life. It seems like he just lives a long life. And we just can't quite understand that. But Jesus begins to answer the question. The question to this, why do some people die early? Why do terrible things happen to some people? Jesus begins to answer a question of the power, or begins to talk about the power of intercession. He then in verse 6 says this. He spake also this parable. Verse 6 says, a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. And he said unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on the fig tree and find none. Cut it down, why cumbereth the ground?
Akamwambia mtunzaji wa shamba la mzabibu, tazama, miaka mitatu hii naja nikitafuta matunda juu ya mtini huu nisipate kitu. Ukate, mbona hata inji inaiharibu?
Now Jesus is answering the questions of their heart.
Yesu sasa anajibu maswali ya roho yao.
And he's going to do it with a parable.
Na anatumia mfano au methali kuwajibu.
They had just asked the question, why do some people die? Is it because they're terrible sinners? And Jesus told them, no, it's because they're outside of the destiny of the kingdom of God. And then he goes on to talk about what changes the future for people. What can change the destinies of people's lives? He gave them this parable and said that there was a certain man who had a vineyard. And in this vineyard there was a fig tree. And he came to the fig tree hoping to find fruit. And when he found no fruit, he said to the dresser of the vineyard, the man that kept the vineyard, he said unto him, to the dresser of the vineyard, 3 years I have been coming. And I have found no fruit on this fig tree. He said unto him, and he answered, he said, why are we allowing this fig tree to stay? He said, why do we allow it? Verse 8, he said, and he answering and said unto him, Lord, let it alone till I dig around it and fertilize it. And he said in verse 9, if it bear no fruit, or if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after thou shalt cut it down. He's talking about that there was a fig tree in this vineyard that was bearing no fruit. And inside this vineyard, this one came to inspect this tree. And because it bore no fruit, this destroyer wanted it cut down. But the one that was keeping the vineyard stepped up and said, no, we're not going to cut it down. Let it alone. Let me work with it. Let me work with it this year also. The reason why that people's lives are destroyed. It's because so oftentimes they do not have an intercessor. The Lord is calling us to be vine dressers and to keep the fig trees. There's a lot of fig trees in our life that are not in the kingdom. And the destroyer will come to them. And he will say, I'll take your life because you're not in the kingdom serving God. You don't have any fruit in your life. This gives me the reason to cut you down. But the Lord is calling us to step in front of the destroyer and say, no, you're not going to destroy their life, because I'm making intercession for them. And as long as it takes for them to get fruit in their life, as long as it takes for them to come into the kingdom, they're not going to be destroyed. You're not going to kill them in a car accident. You're not going to take their life through sickness. They're going to stay on this planet until they get born again. As long as it takes for them to get born again, I will stand there and say no to the destroyer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're called to that ministry. Also in the book of Luke, chapter 11. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is giving us also another parable. And he says in verse 5, and he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is in his journey, is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.
Akawaambia, ni nani kwenu aliye na rafiki akamwendea usiku wa manane na kumwambia, rafiki yangu nikopeshe mikate mitatu, kwa sababu rafiki yangu amepika kwangu atoka safarini, nami sina kitu cha kuweka mbele yake.
He said that there was this man who had his friend come to him at midnight. And he wanted to set something before him to feed him. But he had nothing of himself to give him to put on the table. So he went to another friend. And it says that at midnight he called on him and said, friend, give me 3 loaves. And verse 7 says, and he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise and give thee.
Na yeye katika mstari wa 7, na yule wa ndani amjibu akisema, usinitaabishe, mlango umekwisha fungwa, nami tumelala kitandani, mimi na watoto wangu, siwezi kuondoka nikupe.
I say unto you that though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his consistency he will rise and give him as much as he needeth. Sometimes people preach this, that this is God behind the door.
Watu wengine wanahubiri injili ya kwamba eti huyu ni Mungu amesimama nje ya mlango.
And if we just stay real persistent and just beg God, beg God, beg God, that he'll finally give us power to change a life.
Ya kwamba tukikaa tukibisha akibisha akibisha baadaye atupea nguvu ya kubadilisha maisha yetu.
But we find a little bit later that this is not the picture that God is.
Na tunapata baadaye ya kwamba hii sio picha ya Mungu.
The word says here that I say unto you, though he will not arise, oh, verse 8 we've just read, but I'll read it again. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his consistency, he will rise and give him as much as he needeth.
Ijapokuwa aondoke ampe kwa sababu ya taratibu yake, lakini kwa vile asivyomwacha, sikuacha kumwomba, ataondoka na kumpa kadri ya haja yake.
I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you.
Nami nawaambieni, ombeni nanyi mtapewa.
Seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you.
Tafuteni nanyi mtapata, bisheni nanyi mtafunguliwa.
We use these verses of ask and seek and find so often for so many different areas.
Watu wakitumia hivi ni maneno ya omba, tafuta na bisha.
But the primary reason is identified right here.
Lakini maana yake kamili inaelezwa hapa.
That a friend came to another one at midnight and he needed provision.
Ya kwamba rafiki alimwendea rafiki yake usiku wa manane na alikuwa anahitaji msaada.
What he needed was the supper of salvation.
Kitu ambacho alikuwa anahitaji ni kama wokovu.
He needed to be born again.
Alikuwa anahitaji kuzaliwa mara ya pili.
He needed his friend to stand with him and serve him salvation. He needed a change in his life. God will put people in your life that he calls you to intercede for. He calls you to be the intercessor for. He wants you to seek the Father. He wants you to ask the Father for the Holy Spirit to move in their life and to give you the authority to speak into their life and to use your prayers of intercession to change their life and change their future. And if necessary, to break the power of the destroyer over their life. In verse 10 it says, every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. He says in verse 11, if a son shall ask bread of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him for the fish a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer to him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?
Maana ni yupi kwenu aliye baba ambaye mwanawe akimuomba mkate atampa jiwe au samaki badala au samahani? Maana ni yupi kwenu aliye baba ambaye mwanawe akimuomba mkate atampa jiwe au samaki badala ya samaki atampa nyoka, au akimuomba yai atampa nge?
This friend came to another friend at midnight.
Rafiki huyu alikuja rafiki mwingine usiku wa manane.
And it's the perfect picture of intercession.
Na hii ni ishara ya maombezi.
And he said to his friend, I have nothing to set before you.
Akamwambia rafiki yake ya kwamba mimi sina kitu ya kukupatia.
And the next verse or two says that he went to his friend, his neighbor, and asked in the middle of the night.
Na akaenda kwa jirani yake akaomba apewe usiku wa manane.
These later verses says, how much more shall God, it says, And he says this, and how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask?
Na katika mstari wa 13 nasema ya kwamba basi ikiwa ninyi mliwaomba mwajua kuwapa watu wenu vipawa vyema, je, Baba aliye mbinguni hatazidi sana kuwapa Roho Mtakatifu hao wamwombao?
What he's saying is this, that the Holy Spirit will empower us. If we go to our Father, He wants to answer so much more quicker than what we know. We don't have to labor and labor and labor. But when we begin to seek, we will find. When we ask, it will be opened to us. And He will give us the Holy Spirit. That's the empowerment of the Spirit. To make intercession for your friends and family. For those that are lost. He desires that they'll be found. We've been receiving the foundation this week. A foundation of the Word and of the Spirit. It's time that we rise up in the midnight of people's lives. It's the time that we go to the Father and we're seeking His deliverance for their lives. He will answer us, and He will answer us speedily. But again, the key here is found. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit. As we make intercession, as we ask the Father, the Holy Spirit will raise up a standard in our life and in their life. Prayers of intercession will change their future. The destroyer will not be able to destroy them. Because we've asked, we have found, and we say to the destroyer, in the name of Jesus, my family is saved. Because I've got up at midnight, and I've gone to the one, my Father, who can change the future. And I've received the life through the Holy Spirit. They will be saved. Our family will be saved. This community will be saved. Kenya will be saved. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. And stand with me, please. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you believe that if we ask God that He will go after our loved ones? Amen.
Hallelujah.
You can change their destiny. They don't have to be destroyed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want us to just lift our hands and say these words. Get someone in your mind, in your heart, that's in your family. I want us to believe that when we speak these words, that the Father is going to begin to empower us by the Holy Spirit. For the future, for their lives, and that He will go after them. Father, I'm asking You in Jesus' name for more of the intercession of the Holy Spirit to come into my life for my family. Father, I call my family saved.
Baba, ninaita familia yangu na majina yake.
I call them born again.
Ninasema ya kwamba wameokoka.
I call that person.
Ninaita yule mtu.
Just name their name right now.
Sema jina la huyo mtu ambao naombea ya okoke.
I call them born again.
Ninasema ya kwamba wameokoka.
And I say to the destroyer, in Jesus' name, we cut you off. We call them born again. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.